You're listening to Immaculate Conception Podcasts, recorded on Sundays at the 11 a.m. Mass at Immaculate Conception Catholic Church in Columbia, Illinois. For more information on Immaculate Conception, please go to www.icc-columbia-il.us. Our pastor is Father Carl Scheer.
Our associate pastors are Father Gary Hogan and Father Eric Wagner.
And now, enjoy the podcast.
We've arrived. I saw it this week. I know we've arrived because there was a commercial with an abundance of very finely wrapped, perfectly wrapped presents underneath the Christmas tree. Outside, there was some wonderful luxury automobile, perfectly wrapped in a great bow. It's getting real close, Christmas time. We've arrived. Maybe we're pulling out stuffing recipes, brushing off that classic, perfect recipe for the best turkey ever. We've arrived. Thanksgiving time. All of us, many of us, no doubt, will this week celebrate Thanksgiving with family, friends, and loved ones. And we're, like I said, getting that perfect recipe out, the one that everyone loves, right? Freshening up our perfect way to just make this the best Thanksgiving ever. Or maybe we're already setting our view towards Christmas so that it's going to be just the best Christmas ever with the bows wrapped wonderfully and the presents, just the right present, and everything's going to be just right. And that's kind of, isn't it, the image that we have of the kingdom of God where everything is perfect. It's just right. It's just the way it's supposed to be. Where things are wonderful. Where, as we hear from St. Paul, God is all in all. It's glorious. It's wonderful. That's what we hope for around this time of year. Isn't it? The great recipe to work out to perfection yet again. The presents to be wrapped perfectly yet again, just better than ever before. Family together, loving one another. Just the perfect time of year. What a wonderful image of the kingdom of God that we have in these times. And yet, there's a big pause, right? And yet, it seems today, as we celebrate this feast as we close out our liturgical year, this feast of Christ the King, we have an interesting image of what that kingdom really is. What that kingdom of God, what it is that we seek to express, to find as the kingdom of God in our lives, it's a little different. It's really not so much where the perfect present is perfectly wrapped, where that perfect turkey recipe works out to perfection, where everyone is loving and happy and wonderful. It's almost there. But really for us, it's where that's being made to happen. I'm going to say that again. It's where that's being made to happen. It's a little different. It's a little different. Where it's happening, where it's wonderful, where it's perfect, where it's excellent, we got to be honest. We're not there yet. But the image we have today, the ones honored, the ones held up for us in every one of our readings today are those who are trying to make that happen. Not necessarily where they're succeeding. In fact, I think it's incredibly interesting that neither those who did the will of God nor those who didn't do the will of God had any idea that they were doing it. Both of them ask the same question in today's gospel, didn't they? Where? Where did I see you hungry or naked? Or da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da, right? In need. Where did I see that and respond? I don't understand, God. When did that happen? Or, vice versa, when did we not do that? It's an interesting thing. And the model that's held up for us, the model that we seek, that we strive for, is to be trying, to be seeking to make things right, to be building up a habit that would find us doing the right in our everyday lives. I have to admit, this morning I learned that I may be in need of some growth there, because I learned two statistics this very morning. One in six people in our country, one in six, struggle to put food on the table on a daily basis. One in six. They're not people who are so different from us. People who in these difficult economic times face foreclosure, loss of work, diminishment of work, lower wages, what have you. Resources are stretched too thin, and simply putting food on the table is tough. For one in six in our country. That's amazing. The second statistic, related. Nearly 15% of people in our country qualify for food stamps. 15%. It's nearly the same number. One in six. That's amazing. And it's not people who are in inner cities or those who are helped out by great organizations that have long helped people who are poor, but it's people like us who, for whatever reason, are in need. Our neighbors, possibly folks sitting in our pews right now. So as we're challenged, I think, in this reading, as we're challenged in our lives as a nation, as a country, with these statistics, with this message, with this possibility of caring for people, of bringing about this great kingdom of Christ. As we face all of this, we have a wonderful hope that our task is to be trying, seeking out those who are in need of help. And it might not be someone that is so far away. Maybe a neighbor. Maybe a loved one. A sister, a cousin, a brother, an aunt, uncle, parents, kids. Chances are good. If one in six is in need of some food, we can do something to help them. What a wonderful opportunity to live this day, to live this celebration that we celebrate today as a people of faith. Christ the King. What a wonderful opportunity it is to know that information, that one simple statistic, that people are in need of food. What a wonderful opportunity it is for us to be able to help.